Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Mental Illness, better known as Lee Hammack. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about dissociation with narcissistic people, my own personal stories about disassociating and things like that. So, if y'all, let's say, if you're new here, I've been in psychotherapy for next month. October will be 5 years. I'll be 5 years in therapy, dealing with narcissistic personality disorder and some other, you know, other behaviors and things like that. But recently, what we did in therapy is called, my therapist administered it's called a dissociative experience scale. We took the test about disassociating and things like that. And somehow, y'all, I got over a 70 on it. 70 out of 100. You know what I mean? So I disassociate a lot. You know what I mean? And when I mean by disassociate, it's kind of like I'm there, but I'm not there. It's kind of like I'm just my mind goes somewhere else. And I'm just like, my body is still present, but my mind isn't. You know what I mean? And a lot of narcissistic people dissociate. You know what I mean? We just go to different places. And my very first experience with disassociating or whatever, you know, was when I told my therapist, it's like when I was around 7, 8 years old. It's like I woke up. Or when I was around like 8 years old, let's say eight, I think it was eight. It's eight or seven. It's like on my birthday when I was 7 or 8 years old. It's kind of like I woke up and became conscious. I became sentient on my eighth birthday or whatever. You know what I mean? And my therapist was like, "What do you mean sentient?" I was like, "I feel like I didn't have a life before I was 7 years old. I feel like, or eight. I'm going to say 7 years old. Yeah. I didn't have a life before I was 7 years old." And she's like, around that time when I was 7 years old or whatever, my personality fractured. It turned into who I was supposed to be and who I am. You know what I mean? The narcissistic part just became stronger, and it created this other part of me that protects me. Like it created the public side of me and the behind the scenes side of me. The public side is the funny person that y'all see, the funny person, the catchy person, the person that throws out the analogies, the pseudo intellectual person that y'all hear talking on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube all the time. And you know, my podcast, hit that 5 stars if you're on Apple Music or Spotify. I appreciate y'all. But the narcissistic side is the side that's always scheming and planning and things like that, plotting. The narcissistic side is the protective side. And sometimes when the narcissistic side kicks in, when the ego takes over, my mind goes elsewhere, y'all. Literally, my mind goes elsewhere. And wildness, because I forget stuff. I have blank spots in my memory. My wife would just say, "Hey, you were." My wife knows. I think it's like signals to when I'm dissociating. She'll say, "You're humming," and I'll be like, you know, I just shake my head like, "Huh? Humming?" I was like, "No, I'm not humming." I'm like, "I'm not humming. What are you talking about?" But then she recorded me one day humming. And she recorded me one day. I was in the kitchen washing dishes or something. And I was just humming or whatever. But I didn't realize I was humming. And she's like, "Baby, you're humming. You okay?" I was like, "I'm not humming. What are you talking about?" And she played the video of me just humming and dancing and stuff like that. I had no idea I was doing it. Sometimes it's just like it's like a narcissistic person logs out. So sometimes if they tell you that they black out and they don't remember, then it might be true. But that doesn't make it better. That doesn't make any excuse for what they have done. That it doesn't make any excuse for their behaviors or something like that. It just really, really doesn't. You know what I mean? My worst experience with disassociating, y'all, is like me and my wife. I guess we had gotten into an argument. So we did get into an argument. And she ended up calling the police or whatever. And it's like when the police got there, I had no idea why the police were there. Like, I had no idea. You know, she opened the door and the police ran in there. I literally had no idea why the police were there. I was like, "What the hell did you call the police for?" She told me, in that experience, you completely changed to a different person when the police showed up. She's like, "It's like you didn't know why they were there. Like you were arguing with me when the police were there, and you didn't know why I called the police. Like it was scary. And then you turned on the charm, and the police, you befriended the police and stuff like that." But it turns out, Like before that, I was running around the house humming, and I took some stuff off the wall and I started like destroying pictures and stuff off the wall and stuff like that. And I don't remember that. You mean? And the only reason this got brought up because one of those pictures is in my son's closet. It's like literally in my son's closet. It's like it's been cut up with some scissors or something like that. It's like an old canvas picture of me and my wife. It's been in the closet for years, y'all. Years, since like 2018. And I was just like, hey, when are you going to... I thought she did it. I literally thought my wife did it. I thought she cut it up because she was angry and she left it in the closet as a memory. So we were laying in the bed one day. I was like, hey, when are you going to throw that picture away that you cut up in the closet? And she looked at me. She was like, what the hell are you talking about? You cut that picture up. I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, I saw it in the closet. You put it in there. Or whatever. She's like, you put that picture in the closet. It's like, you did it. You cut it up. I was like, Delaney, I understand. You cut that picture up. But then she went through her phone. Like, again, she saves everything. Went through her phone. 2018, literally showed me a conversation she was having with her aunt while I was doing this. So she's like, he's running around the house humming, cutting up pictures off the wall and stuff like that. She's like, I just called the police. The police are on the way. And that's when, like I said, I don't remember any of that. When the police got there, it's like I woke up when the police got there. And I was just like, wait, what are y'all doing here? You literally had no idea. No idea. So there's blank spots in my memory. There's blank spots in a lot of narcissistic people's memories. My therapist was just saying, like, you have a part of you that's there to, that's trying to protect you from things. There's the narcissistic part of you. The ego kicks in. When something triggers your ego, your super ego, whatever, to kick in, it's like you turn into somebody else. It's like you take a back seat of consciousness. Because now that I think about it, I can remember it now. Like when I look back at it, I can remember bits and pieces of what I did. Because my mind has shut that part off. Like my brain, the narcissistic part of me, is trying to protect me from the world and hurt and stuff like that. It's kind of wild, y'all. So you get a lot of narcissistic people that compartmentalize things like that and just forget. They just put into a different memory box and forget stuff like that. Like, it's scary to me because, like I said, I'm not the physically violent type of person. You know what I mean? But I can be an emotional terrorist, like most narcissistic people can. You know what I mean? Like, emotional terrorism is the tool of narcissism. You know what I mean? And y'all need to stop negotiating with terrorists about your emotions. That's what I tell people. Like, that's my worst experience of disassociating.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She told me that, y'all. I ran to therapy immediately. Next week, I had to go to therapy. I'm like, look, I cut this picture up. And she's like, yeah, it's like, it makes sense because you have a blockage in your mind. Like, the narcissistic part of you kicks in and it takes over. It's strong. And you have a strong narcissistic part of you. She's like, yeah, everybody sees the funny, cool, kind side, but the narcissistic part is like waiting beneath the surface, waiting for stuff to pop off, waiting for the slightest criticism to set you off. So you're dealing with, a lot of times, you're dealing with a narcissistic person that has a good external reputation, like in a good public reputation and things like that. But right beneath the surface, like anything surface level or deeper hurts their feelings, hurts our feelings. We can't handle criticism. That's why I like, and I tell people all the time, if you're not praising a narcissist, you're criticizing them. If you're not praising them, you're criticizing them. So the narcissistic part of us is like really right beneath the surface. So that's why smallest criticism, small slights turn into huge things with narcissistic people. You'll say something small and they'll blow up on you because it's right beneath the surface, y'all. It's right beneath the surface. It's kind of like having a split personality, but it's one personality, y'all. Because sometimes, and I'm just telling y'all, it's kind of like having a split personality, but it's one personality. Like, I blank out stuff. I have memory blocks and stuff like that. I'm just like, what the hell? I'm not doing anything crazy, but just like, so this is how I describe it, y'all. Imagine, I don't know if you drink or not. Imagine if you are a drinker and you get blackout drunk. You don't remember the stuff you did when you were drunk. Everybody else remembers it. They'll tell you. You know what I mean? Everybody else remembers the stuff you did when you were drunk. They will absolutely tell you, but you don't remember it. It's like you were there. Your body was present, but a part of you was, the other part of you had logged out pretty much. The other part of you had checked out pretty much and things like that. So that's how I would describe when I disassociate. Like, I'm there. My body is there. I'm present, but my mind goes somewhere else. Like, I'm just telling you, when that narcissistic part takes over, sometimes there's nothing I can do. So that's why right now, if that's what therapy helps me kind of battle against the narcissism or kind of negotiate against the narcissism in me, negotiate against the personality disorder in me to kind of quell it, to keep it down. You know what I mean? Because placing too many restrictions on yourself can actually be damaging to you. You know what I mean? So I have to let myself do certain things. You know what I mean? Small little manipulations, small things. And I'm telling y'all, people are like, are you cured, Lee? Are you cured of narcissist personality disorder? No, I'm not cured. It's still there. It's absolutely still there. It's right beneath the surface. Watch me on live when somebody says something. If you ever see him catch me on live on TikTok or YouTube somewhere and somebody slights me and I snap at him real quick, it's right beneath the surface. I was just telling somebody, I start cussing at them immediately, like, man, F you. And I just, they were like, oh, Lee, where did that come from? I'm like, oh, sorry. It's right beneath the surface. Just like with most narcissistic people, you say something small, it turns into something big. We like to blow things out of proportion. Things go out of proportion, y'all. So I'm just saying, like, this disassociating is scary. I know, and disassociating, y'all, does not necessarily make you a narcissist. You know what I mean? A lot of people disassociate due to childhood trauma or traumatic experiences and things like that. But me as a narcissistic person, I remember, I think the narcissistic part of me, the personality disordered part of me, remembers what I went through, remembers what made me who I am, the trauma, whatever I experienced in my youth. That part of me remembers it. But this part of me, the part of me that's talking to you right now, I have no idea what happened to me to make me who I am, y'all. But the other part of me, the narcissistic part of me, the fractured part of my personality that my mind created to protect me, remembers it. And it's blocking me right now from remembering those experiences. Because I told my therapist, I'm like, hey, I'm going to read the book, The Body Keeps the Score. Look, so I get chill. Like, say, when I acknowledge the narcissism, I get chill bumps, y'all. I have physical reactions. It's like right beneath the surface. So I understand who I am. I know people are like, Lee, this video, you're crazy as hell, Lee. I got to unsubscribe for you right now. Don't do that. Because it's only going to get better as I get more honest, y'all. As I get more open. But yeah, I get chill bumps. Like, literally. It's weird. But I have a physical reaction because, like, when I'm trying to remember stuff like that, the body keeps the score. I told my therapist I was going to read that book, and she got worried. She's like, hold off on reading that. hold off on reading that till we come back on her. So, yeah, till we come back to our next session. Don't read it just yet. Because I was telling her, I was like, I don't remember what I went through in my childhood that made me who I am. But my body remembers. Something inside of me remembers. It's just blocking me. Like, my mind has literally created a physical manifestation on myself that is like standing guard in my memories. I don't have any memories before I was 7, 8 years old, y'all. Before my birthday, I told you I woke up. I don't have any memories before that. I don't remember anything before that. Anything, nothing. But I try to go back into my earliest memory of me riding a bike. My earliest memory is me riding a bike around my house, right? My therapist said, hey, zoom out of that memory. Zoom out. See if you can go further back. So I was like 7, 8 years old, riding my bike around the house, and in a corner of that memory now is an adult version of me. What you see right now is standing in a corner of my earliest childhood memories. And the closer I get to that manifestation of myself, that's like a door in my mind. And that version of me is standing in front of that door and won't let me get in there. Because part of me is still a child, arrested development, y'all. Part of me is still, you know, childish. And I'm not strong enough to beat the adult version of me, the narcissistic version of me, to get into the door of my memories. It's like literally standing guard in my memories, y'all. It's like, I can't remember stuff. It's like a part of me won't let me go back into my childhood memories because I think it is like traumatizing or whatever, you know. But we'll get there one day, y'all. So we'll get there. I know I've rambled on this episode, y'all. This is a lot longer than what I normally do. But I just feel like I had to tell y'all this personal story because I just feel like, you know, the more I learn about myself, I feel like the more interesting my mind becomes and stuff like that. So anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. October 15th, Austin, Texas, live in-person event. The private Q&A is going to book up really, really fast, y'all. So get to that private Q&A. If you're in Austin, Texas, Dallas, Houston, whatever, come to Austin, y'all. I got to fly. Y'all can drive a little bit if y'all want to come hang out. You know what I mean? So Austin, Texas, go to narcavengers.com, NARC Avengers, like, you know, Captain America, narcavengers.com. get registered for Texas, and then Toronto, Canada is November the 19th, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you, I'll learn even more from y'all. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. Turn on those notifications, and Mental Illness is out. Peace.